scripture says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Marvelous are thy works, O Lord, and that my soul knoweth right well. Amen. Anybody know that God has done great things for you today? Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Just lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless his name. Amen. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There is none like our God. He is high and lifted up. And his train
builds
the temple. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come back here, notes. Glory to God. God.
All right,
Can we just pray?
Bless him, Lord.
Glory to God. Father, we bless you right now. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness towards us on today. We thank you, God, for your faithfulness. We thank you, God, that you are looking down upon us even right now. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us to this place. For allowing us on tonight, oh God, to celebrate the leaders of this great house.
Yes, Lord. Thank
Father God, we're praying a blessing upon them even right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we're praying a blessing upon every member of this great congregation.
Yes, God, in the name of Jesus.
And Father, we're thanking you, God, for the fellowship.
Yes, Father.
For allowing us to come, oh God, and to encourage one another, to strengthen one another, to be there for one another. And most of all, God, we thank you, Lord, because you are here with us.
Yes.
Because, God, if you were not here with us, we'd just be wasting our time.
Yes.
But, God, we thank you for you being a very present help.
Very present.
We thank you that where two or three are gathered in the name of Jesus, there you are in the midst.
Yes.
We ask you now, God, to have your way in this place.
Yes.
Move by your spirit.
Yes.
Father, someone needs to hear your voice tonight.
God.
Someone needs to be encouraged tonight.
Lord.
Father, someone needs to be delivered and made free on tonight.
Yes.
And Father God, we ask you to do it not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. Father, we bless you right now for freedom.
Yes.
We bless you right now for deliverance.
Yes.
We bless you right now for liberty in Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for what you are going to do in the place. Set the captives free tonight.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And Father, we'll forever praise your name. God, we love you tonight.
Love you, God.
We are not ashamed of the gospel. And we are not ashamed to say that we love our God.
Yes.
And so, Father, to you, we lift up holy hands without wrath or doubt.
Thank you, God.
And we give you praise in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. May you be seated and praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. It's an honor to be before you tonight. And I just want to share a word with you. Amen. This is appreciation service, amen. It's good to say thanks.
Yes, yes.
And to appreciate people while you have the chance.
Yes.
Amen. Too many times we say nice things at going home ceremonies, amen. Things that could have made a difference if they were said while the person was still here. And so we thank God for the opportunity tonight just to say thank you. Amen. Amen. Can somebody say thank you tonight?
Thank you,
Lord. Amen. For our leaders. Amen. Thank you, God, for blessing our house. Amen. With men and a man's God and a woman of God. Amen. After your own heart. Bless you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. I just want to share a word with you tonight. And we don't endeavor to tarry long, but the Lord will have his way. Amen. For those of you who have your Bibles with you, amen, I want to ask you to turn with me to the book of Philippians chapter 2. Amen. The book of Philippians chapter 2. And we're going to begin reading at verse number 5. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 5. We'll begin reading from there. Amen.
Amen.
You have it, say amen.
Amen.
The word says this. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, So it is not robbery to be equal with God. But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
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 Amen. Unlike many of you, amen, I have not known the Browns for that long. Amen. I haven't known them that long. And I haven't fellowshipped with them as much as you have. And I haven't broken bread with them as much as you have. And I haven't traveled up and down the road with them as much as you have. When the Lord allowed me to accept the invitation to come here tonight, for a moment, that troubled me a little bit. Because, you know, when you come to an appreciation service, you know, a lot of times people have all these stories to tell, you know, and how much they appreciate this one and that one. It's always born of some experiences. Amen. But the Lord said unto me, amen, he said, it matters not, amen, that you don't have those experiences. It matters not that what you think and what you would like to say. Because how many of you know the only thing that matters is what the Lord wants to say?
Amen?
Amen. Yeah. And once we avail ourselves unto God, then we're fine. Because the Bible says, open your mouth and I will fill it.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
And so I endeavor to open my mouth. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And what the Lord laid on my heart was that this house is blessed.
Yes.
Now that's not news to any of you who are here. You know that already. Amen?
Amen.
But this house is blessed.
Amen.
And the Lord laid on my heart is that this house is blessed because you have leaders, and Bishop and Pastor Brown, you have leaders after God's own heart.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
Amen. Amen. And in this day and age, to have leaders after God's own heart, I tell it's a blessing.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Because we are living in a time now where it seems as if there are so many people behind the pulpit who want to be movie stars. Can I just say, amen, that they have some other agenda that doesn't seem to have any relationship to the gospel of the Bible. And so when you have leaders that are men and women after God's own heart, oh, you have to be thankful.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
You have to know that you're blessed.
That's right.
When I come here tonight, amen, is to share with you, amen, that you have leaders after God's own heart.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes,
and listen. And that doesn't mean they're perfect. Amen.
Right.
Amen. So the Bible tells us that David was a man after God's own heart.
Yeah, yeah.
And Lord knows David wasn't perfect.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. David, you know, he's been with Bathsheba, amen, over on there on the rooftop, amen, and, you know, took one too many looks. Amen. And then one look led to another, and the next thing you know, amen, he's committing sin with another man's wife.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And then he had the husband set up to be killed in battle.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
David wasn't perfect.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. David didn't know how to discipline his own sons.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Amnon and Absalom doing all kinds of things. Amen. And he didn't even discipline his own sons. David was not perfect. Later on in life, he got lifted up in pride and told Joab to go out and number the troops.
Yeah.
Hmm? Brought a plague on the whole nation of Israel for it. Amen? Amen. So David was not perfect. But yet and still, the Bible declares he was a man after God's own heart. And it's not because he was perfect, he wasn't. But when he was confronted with his failures, come on somebody, it was the way he responded to it. When Nathan said unto him, "Thou art the man," he immediately went to fasting and praying. He didn't deny it. He didn't say, "Who are you to talk to me about that? I'm the king." He didn't try to pull rank. But what he did is that he fell out before God with a repentant heart. I want you to know something, amen. It's time out for trying to be perfect. You can't be perfect. I can't be perfect. Someone needs to be released today because you're trying to be a good little Christian. You're trying to follow all these rules. But don't you know Jesus is the one that lived the perfect life in your place, amen? So you don't have to be perfect to be a man or woman after God's own heart. Oh, but when you miss it, what do, amen? Do you make excuses? Do you cover it up? Or do you fall out before God with a truly repentant heart and say, "Lord, I'm sorry"? You see, it's got to be a certain kind of sorrow, though, amen? But the Bible says godly sorrow leads to repentance. See, there's another kind of sorrow that doesn't lead to anything, amen? But godly sorrow leads to repentance. And so listen, so David was a man after God's own heart, but he wasn't perfect. You see, I didn't grow up in the church. Right? There's some people who grew up in the church. That's not my testimony, amen. I haven't been saved my whole life. You know, some people say that. I've been saved my whole life. Nobody's been saved their whole life. Amen. Nobody can save the whole life. We were all conceived in sin and shaken in iniquity. You know? Nobody. But you understand what that means, amen? But that's not my testimony, amen? So you know, I didn't come to the Lord until later in my life. And so, you know, sometimes church folk are intimidating. You know? And I started to believe that preachers were perfect. You know? I thought they had it all down because they stood up here and they were telling me how to live. And I was like, okay, they got it all down. And they know and they don't miss it. That's how I used to think. But you know what the Bible says, amen? When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things, amen? And one of the most childish things that you can have is to think that you're perfect. And to think that you can live this life that God has called you to without God's help. And see, one of the things we realize as we go along, and listen, the closer we get to the Lord, you know what we discover? The more we need Him. Is that right? The longer you walk with God, amen, the more you know, the more Bible you know, the more you know you need Jesus. Oh, glory to God. And so one of the things that I now understand, amen, is that leaders aren't perfect. And if anything, leaders need the Lord more. Why? Because they're on the front lines. They're on the front lines of the defense. Amen. Amen. And look, if you smite the shepherd, the sheep will scatter. Amen. The same thing if you smite the under shepherd, the sheep will scatter. Amen. And so the under shepherds, the heads of the church, they need to be covered, but they need the Lord the most. Because they're the ones who have taken on this burden. And I don't say burden in a negative sense, amen. But they have a burden for the people of God. Amen. And they're the ones that are laboring and they're the ones that are praying and they're the ones that are fasting. When you are turning over to get to that good part of your sleep. You know how you sleep at night and you wake up in the middle of the night, but you're still tired, and you know the minute you turn over, you're gonna go right back to sleep? That good sleep, you know, there's time you in that good sleep and they are praying. Oh, you in that good sleep and they're praying for you. And see, I love nowadays, amen, because nowadays you might even receive a text message. 4:00 in the morning, because God dropped the word in their spirit to share with you. And that's what we need. But when you are committed to the advancement of the kingdom of God, and when you are committed to the people of God prospering as the way the Lord said that they should, you need the Lord.
Right.
You need Jesus. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
And so they, when I come into Pastor Brown's presence and Bishop Brown's presence, one of the things that just blesses me is that it's the humility of their spirit. They don't put on airs. There's no airs about them. They don't try to pretend to be something that they're not. They don't walk around looking for attention. And see, those things in this day and age are blessings. And those are things you have to be so appreciative of, because, you know, there are many who started out well. Amen. I want you to know Saul started out well, but he didn't end well. Amen? Amen. There are many leaders who start out well, but then, you know, because sometimes we turn the church into something that's not recognizable. Amen? Where people are fawning over you. Amen? And carrying yourself like that. Listen, I'm not trying to get... But come on now. It still must be all about the Lord. It still must all be about Jesus. Amen? It shouldn't be anything about the leader that says, look at me. Everything about the leader, everything about the preacher, everything about the minister must say, look at the Lord Jesus. Amen? Because the Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. It doesn't say, look unto the preacher. It says, looking unto Jesus. So everything we do has to point to the Lord. But we don't have to be perfect, amen? We don't have to try to be perfect. Because Jesus was the perfect sacrifice for us. The Bible tells us, amen, that God made him, amen, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Amen? I want you to know you're righteous. Amen. 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 Anybody know that about you? Amen. Anybody can stand up flat footed and say, I'm righteous? Huh? And say, I'm holy? Amen. I'm righteous. You know what you can say? Because God has already said it. Amen. He has said so that we may boldly say it. And so we say, well, I am the righteousness of God in him. You're not trying to be righteous. You are righteous. Why? Because of what Jesus has done, not because of what you're doing.
Amen.
So we bless the Lord, amen, because we in Christian Deliverance Center, in this great house, you have leaders who are after God's own heart. Let's look at the scripture text in Philippians chapter 2. In verse number 5, it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What kind of mind was in Christ Jesus? Well, the scripture tells us. Talking about Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Did not think that his equality with God was something that he needed to hold on to and to grasp and not let go. Because otherwise he would have never came. But he was willing to let it go. And look what it says. He made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. There are so many reasons why I love the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When I think about Jesus, I think about his power. I think about his ability to walk on water. Yeah. I think about his ability to cleanse the lepers, to raise the dead, to multiply food and bread. Yeah. Amen. To give sight to the blind, to allow deaf people to hear.
Yeah.
Jesus is awesome. Amen.
Yeah.
But you know, the thing that we're talking about appreciation, one of the things I appreciate about Jesus so much was his willingness to become a man. His willingness to become a man. To leave the glory of heaven and to come down to earth where the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And see, the reason why I appreciate that so much is because he's not just a God who knows, glory to God, But he's a God who understands. Why? Because he walked on this earth the same way you and I walked on this earth. Amen? And so that's why the Bible says we have not a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities.
Right.
Amen? But we're tempted like we are in all but without sin.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad that you have in the Lord Jesus a God who understands what you're going through?
Amen?
Amen? Huh? Not that he knows it, he understands it, amen? Listen, when you are treated improperly by people around you, when you are betrayed, Jesus says, I understand. Because he does understand. How many of you know the Lord was betrayed, amen? When you're falsely accused of things, how many of you know it's a blessing to have a God who understands what it means to be falsely accused, amen? When you have your family turn your back, their backs on you, how many of you know it's a blessing to be able to go to a God who understands what it means to have family turn your back on you, amen? See, that's what I love about the Lord Jesus was his willingness to become human. Because now when I pray and when I go to him, I know I'm praying to a God who not only knows, but he understands. He can relate. And I'm telling you, it's important to have someone you can go to who can relate. I don't like talking to people who can't relate. Amen? Huh? When my kids were small and my wife and I are trying to raise our children, and you know, kids can be a, you know, they can challenge you, right? And we're trying to raise our children, and people who don't have any kids are trying to give me advice. I don't want to hear that. That woman said, everybody got time for this, right? I don't want to hear that. Why? Because you can't relate. You don't know what it's like to get up in the morning at 2 o'clock with a kid that has a fever. You don't know what it's like to go to the emergency room with a kid that's sick. Oh, come on, somebody. You don't know what it's like to get up in the middle of the night with a kid who had an upset stomach and you got to clean up the evidence. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Until you have kids, you can't relate to that. So when you see me the next morning, don't come with your little harmony and tell me, but you know you just need to smile. You just need to keep going over there because you can't relate. Come on, somebody. You want to speak into my life? I need somebody who can relate. And see, when we and in the Lord Jesus, we have a God who can relate to us. It's not just he's like, you know, he knows everything and he knows everything. We understand that. But he still can relate to us in this intimate, personal way. And you know why? Because of his willingness to become human. Amen. That he left heaven and he was willing to become human. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. And I believe by faith in the Son of God that it is this mind that is in Bishop and Pastor Brown.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. That they understand, amen, that yes, God has raised us up to a certain place, amen, and I know that they are appreciative of that, but they don't let it go to their head
amen.
To get to a point where they can't relate to people. Amen. And see, that's the mind of Christ. Let us not get so knowledgeable of the Bible and so enamored of how long we've been saved and so enamored of our ministry and so enamored of our gifts that we forget to relate to
people.
Amen. Because that's what the world needs. It doesn't need us to get saved and then put ourselves in some pedestal or something. We need to be able to relate. How many of you know, amen? Listen, praise be unto God that he promoted you on your job. But you still should say hello to the woman who empties your trash can. Come on, somebody. Praise be unto God that he did that to you. But you still should say hello to the security guard that's watching over that building. Amen. Don't you get so high and mighty that you can't relate to people. That's not the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ wants to relate.
Right.
That's why God says, listen, if your religion doesn't look after the orphan and the widow and the one who's in need, your religion is nothing. Amen. Because we have to relate to this lost and dying world. And you can't do that from your ivory tower. You're going to have to come out, roll up your sleeves, be willing to get your hands and your fingernails dirty so that the gospel can advance. Amen. And I believe in my heart that that's what this ministry has in the elites. Amen. Leaders after God's own heart, who know no matter what God has done for us, and they're appreciative. But I'm not getting so lifted up that I'm not going to be able to relate. To relate to what it means to be a teenager. Come on, some of us act like we never were teenagers. We look at our teenagers now and wonder why they do. All you got to do is think back to some of the stuff you did. And the only reason why you're here and you made it through was by the grace of God. Is that right? We have to have in our hearts and our minds a purpose. So I want to relate to that person. Yeah, I want to relate to them. I want to communicate with them. I want to connect with them. Not talk to them. There's a difference between talking to someone and communicating with them.
Yeah.
You can talk to someone, they walk away, they got nothing from the conversation. But when you're communicating, you care that you want them to receive something. And see, that's a different mindset, amen? When Jesus was up there in heaven, listen, God knew the only way man could be redeemed was that a man had to take his rightful place and authority in the earth that God gave to Adam in the beginning. That's why Jesus is called the last Adam, amen? Because see, the first Adam had the authority and he gave it up. Amen? But the last Adam came into the earth and he died for us. But he had that mind, amen? He had that mind that, listen, I have to come. I have to come. And then what he wanted to do? He wanted to relate. Mm-hmm. Woman caught in adultery by herself. Amen. But what did Jesus do? Amen. He could relate. Who condemns you, daughter? Where are your accusers? Is there any man that condemns you? No, Lord. Neither do I condemn you. But go and sin no more. So he understands something. Okay, listen. Sometimes you still got to go and start getting it right. Oh, thank God for grace. But how many of you know grace and mercy is not a license for you to continue doing what you're doing? What does scripture say? Be ye holy, for I am holy. Do you think God meant that when he said it? Amen. But Jesus can relate to us. Amen. Jesus can relate to us. I was thinking about something as I was coming here tonight. How many of you know and can tell the truth before God and man and know that you have some issues? That you have some weaknesses. You have some problems. Because you come to church, I mean, you have no problem. Is that right? And I thought about this, Pastor, because, you know, the Apostle Paul had a problem. He said, I have a thorn in my side. Thorn in the foot. And he said, I went to God and I asked him three times to take this thing from me. And God said unto him, what? My grace is sufficient for you. Amen. For my strength, he said, is made perfect in weakness. Is that what he said? But the Apostle Paul then says something that I believe that we have to embrace. Because after God said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness, Paul said, most gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities. What? I will glory in my weaknesses. I will glory in my infirmities. I will glory in my frailties and my failings. I will glory in them. You know why he said that? He said that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
Yeah.
And see, watch what the devil has done to us. He has gotten us to the point where we don't glory in our weakness.
Wow.
We cover them up. We want to act like we don't have them. We want to overplay our strengths.
Yeah.
And then we wonder why we have no power.
Yeah.
But see, God never said that His power is going to be released in your strength. His strength is released in your weakness.
Amen.
And when we start to glory in our infirmities, listen, don't be ashamed that you don't know anything. Know that much. Glory in what you don't know.
Amen.
Amen. Glory. I'm glad I don't know everything. Amen. I'm glad I don't have all the answers. Amen. I'm glad I'm going to glory in my weaknesses. I'm going to glory in the things I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to even, somebody's going to get messed up with it. Even the things I get that I've done wrong. Why? Because that is evidence of the grace of God operating in your life. So Paul said, it's only by His grace that I am what I am. It's the grace of God that brings us to where we are. And so you can glory in your infirmities, amen? And so Paul said, listen, he said, I'm going to glory in my infirmities and in reproaches and in necessity and in persecution and in distresses. He said, because when I am weak, therefore am I strong.
Amen.
That's the mind of Christ. And when you look at the Bishop Brown and Pastor Brown, there's no glorying in trying to glorify in strength, amen. But they understand, amen. Listen, I got some failings. I can't do everything. I don't know everything. I'm not able to do all the things that people are trying to throw up against me. I'm not Superman and I'm not Superwoman. I've seen some pastors, amen, they walk like they're walking on water. Am I telling the truth?
Yeah.
See, I need a pastor who trip over something that's not even in the way sometimes, amen. You understand what I'm saying? Huh? Why? Because I need human. Because if Jesus was willing to show His humanness, you need a leader who knows.
Amen.
No airs over here. I need the Lord as much as you do. I need to pray as much as you do. I pray, I fast, I read. And so when I stand up here and tell you, you need to pray and fast and read, I'm telling you from some real experience that I can relate.
Yeah.
That's what, when I come into the presence of the grounds, that's what I sense in my spirit. There's no put on. There's none of this. Right? They glory in their weaknesses. Huh? And see, that's something that the body guy has to understand. You need to understand, I don't know.
That's right.
But I know someone who knows.
Amen.
Amen? I don't know the answer to that. But I got a relationship with the one who does. I don't have enough strength to get through the rest of this week. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Everything pointing back to Christ, amen? everything. And when you do that, when you glory in your infirmities, it's only then that the power of Christ rests upon you.
Yeah.
I see in my spirit Jesus getting up from the table. And the Bible says that he gets up from the table, the disciples are there, they're eating the Last Supper, he gets up and it says he puts aside his garments. Oh, glory to God. And he girds himself with a towel. And then he takes a basin and he fills it with water. And then the scripture says, he then proceeds to wash the disciples' feet. There was 12 of them. That's 24 feet for those of you who can't do the math. And these were dirty feet. They were crusty feet because they wore sandals and they walked over dirt roads and unpaved roads. And sometimes we read the Bible too fast. But you got to get this picture. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. They should be washing his feet. He gets up from the table, girds himself, pours the water in. The disciples see what he's doing. And not one of them said, no, Jesus, I'll do that. But he did it. Deacon, you have to allow me to do something. Amen? And he pours the water. And he has the towel. And then what does he do? You know what we say? He washed the disciples' feet.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Wow.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then it says after he washed, he takes the towel and dries it.
Yeah.
And then he goes to the other one.
Wow.
Come on, somebody. And then when he finished with this one, and he does this over and over again.
Wow.
And so all 12 of them got their feet washed.
Yeah.
I heard a pastor say, amen, that this is foot level ministry. Because this is ministry that takes place at the foot level.
Right. Yeah.
See, this ain't ministry that takes place on the stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
This ain't ministry on the podium, amen. Yeah. This is foot level ministry.
Yeah.
And when you're down at the foot level, you see some stuff down here at the foot level that you can't see from the stage.
Yeah.
There's some things down here that folks don't want to know about at the foot level. Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, there are people clamoring for the stage, but it's lonely at the foot level. Huh? There's a lot of people down here at the foot level, amen, where people need to get their feet washed, people need to be ministered unto. But Jesus came and he ministered at the foot level.
That's right.
And when God says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, he's looking for people who are willing to minister at the foot level. Glory to God. And listen, I'm telling you tonight, amen, and your leaders, you have leaders who are willing to minister at the foot level. Well, they're willing to get their hands dirty. They're willing to get into some situations, amen, that some people think are too good for them, amen. And that is a blessing for the house.
Hallelujah!
Amen? How many of you know your problems are taking place at the foot level? Glory to God. And that's what the Lord is looking for in leaders.
Wow.
And there's not enough of that in the body.
Wow.
I heard some commercial the other day. Some show coming on. Preachers of L.A. And I heard one of the preachers say something like, yeah, we're human too. At the end of the day, I'm just a man. I said, oh, Lord. At the end of the day, I said, but they also said, why should Jay-Z and P. Diddy be the only ones that have the cars and the this and that? And listen, touch my anointing and do my father no harm. So listen, I'm not speaking against, but come on somebody. We don't judge men, but we can judge matters. Mm-hmm. You don't judge men, but we can judge matters. And there's certain things, not people, things that aren't right.
Amen.
Why in the world should a man of God be worrying about what a rapper is doing?
Jesus.
Why in the world should a man of God be worrying about whether his lifestyle matches that of a rapper? Come on, somebody. We have a greater example to aspire to, amen? We have a greater example to aspire to. See, but the rappers are up there on the stage with their face painted all over the place. But see, but Jesus, where do we find Jesus? Where is he doing his work? At the foot level. Let that mind be in you. Listen, I'm getting my hands dirty. Amen? Huh? Because listen, it's not just about the leaders doing it. The congregation has to follow.
Amen?
The congregation, because they're serving as the examples of what needs to be done. And right now, there are people who need to know that Jesus is real. They need to know that God is real.
Yeah.
And you know what? They need somebody who's willing to meet them at the foot level.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
No more of this high and mighty acting like we're this and that. We are nothing without the Lord.
Yeah.
Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Amen. Amen. And so we glory in our infirmity that the power of Christ can rest upon us. How many of you know it takes some power to get down to the foot level?
Oh, yes,
you do. So I praise God for the grounds, amen. Because when I look to them and I look at them and again, I don't know them as much as you, but listen, it doesn't take much when you're in the presence. And you can sense the spirit. And you can sense the humility of spirit. And that's the only way power comes. What did the scripture say? That Jesus humbled himself. And he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And because he humbled himself, God gave him a name which is above every name. Amen. What does that mean? That means when we humble ourselves and follow the example of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord will exalt and promote. Amen? And I'm telling you, amen, there's exaltation and promotion taking place in this house, not because someone's looking to make themselves great, but because they're not holding on to these chairs. That's why I came in and what the first time I came in here, they said, we want to, you don't normally sit up there. I said, praise the Lord. See, that told me something right there. Praise the Lord. Where you sit? We sit right here.
Yeah.
Right? Where the people are
sitting.
Come on, somebody. Those are small things that mean a lot. See, so those type of things I hear, amen. I go, I can relate to that. Be encouraged, Christian Deliverance Ministry, because God has left this house with leaders who are after His own heart.
Amen.
Leaders who allow the mind of Christ to be their mind. Amen. And do not look for fame and fortune and trying to be this and trying to be that. Amen. Doesn't mean they don't let the Lord use them. But after it's all said and done, give God the glory. Amen. Amen. Oh, that was a powerful message, Bishop. Well, give God the glory. Amen. And in this day and age, where leaders are like saying, thank you very much, and saying, you know, and my book is on sale in the lobby, that's a blessing. So, Pastor, God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. And Bishop in his absence, amen.
Amen.
Because not only are you blessing this ministry, but you're blessing other people too.
Amen.
I've been blessed. My wife has been blessed because we come into your presence and you know what we see? That we're not missing it.
Yeah.
Because when God called us to ministry, one of the things that was He put on our heart was church as usual open.
Amen.
And isn't it hard? And sometimes we're isolated.
Right.
Because we don't seek ourselves.
Right.
And even in the body, it seems that people are saying, look at me, look at me. And it seems like a lot of people are looking at them and running after them. And we look at them and go, what is that?
Right.
You understand? And yet to see that we're not alone.
Right.
You remember Elijah? When he gets up on the mountaintop? God, I'm the only one who hasn't bowed the knee to Baal. Elijah, and God said, no, you're not Elijah. I got 7,000 others.
Wow.
That wasn't a put down of Elijah. That was an encouragement. You're not alone. You're an encouragement to us. Amen. To know that this idea that God has given us of how you are to minister to people is not something we just sort of made up on our own.
Amen.
And so it encourages us, amen, to keep the faith and to keep walking, knowing that is what God is doing in the earth at this hour.
Amen.
So forget the bling and the cars and the this and the that. You know what we should be looking for? Crusty feet. Amen. Go home and pray that one tonight, amen. Lord, send me some crusty feet. That's where the Lord wants us, amen. And the Lord has blessed his house with leaders after his own heart who aren't afraid to minister at the foot level. Amen. Because that is the example of our Lord and Savior Jesus.
Amen.
I'm asking you to rest on your feet with me. Let us pray. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, we thank you tonight.
Thank you, God.
Father, we thank you for the leaders of this great house.
Thank you, God.
We thank you for the heart and the spirit that you have given them, O God.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you for the humility, sincere humility,
thank
O God,
God. Yeah.
That says, not my will, but your will be done. We thank you, God, that your anointing is upon them, that you have given them the tongue of the learned, that they may know how to speak a word in season to those that are weary. Father, we're praying right now by faith that you will continue to bless them exceedingly abundantly above all that they ask or think. Lead them by your Spirit. Father God, bless them, O God, with a double portion of your anointing, God, that they may continue to glorify you in the earth in ministry. And let their example, O God, be lifted up, O God, that other leaders may see, God, that this is the way to minister in the earth at this hour.
Yes.
Father, we're praying for this ministry right now.
Yes, Father.
We're praying, God, for every person in this ministry, every family. We pray blessings right now in the name of Jesus Christ on every household. God, we ask you to bless every marriage in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless the children, O God, in the name of Jesus. Heal those who are sick tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen those who are weak. Look upon those who are discouraged and encourage them in their spirit. Bless those, O God, who are looking for an answer, O God, and bless them with fresh revelation from on high. Continue to show yourself strong in this ministry. And Father God, I'm praying right now in the name of Jesus that every one of us in here, O God, will continue to surround the man and woman of God of this great house with our prayers and with our love. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, a hedge of protection upon them, O God, and around them. I pray, O God, that you will continue to fill them with your Spirit. And Father, I pray right now in Jesus' name that your perfect will be done in their lives. That this place will continue to minister unto the needy. And that you will be blessed through it all. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you right now for this house. And for Bishop and Pastor Brown. May the blessing of God continue to be upon them and overtake them. We bless you now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Fine.